radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperdine Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are closing out the last few official days of winter on a very warm note. Even the nights are mild, with a low temperature tonight down to about 61. There could be a shower somewhere in the area this evening and tonight. Tomorrow and Thursday, look for highs in the low to middle 80s both days. Small risk of thunder showers both days. Thursday is the first official day of spring. Scattered thunderstorms on Friday. Friday's high up to about 83. The pollen count in the medium high range again tomorrow, and then medium on Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown. I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
The likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
That said, basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of the forecast you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38, in a four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. But come on. Come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. That's the CNN projects. Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump, we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes, West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas, with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska, with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming, with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
Nobody's laughing.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It's good to be back. Happy hour night. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. What's the name of the show again? Is Seth coming in today?
No.
No Seth?
No Seth.
And here they are.
He's okay, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah, we're going to be going through a lot of stuff over the next period of time. They've got the Corona Task Force doing an update. I wonder if there's a way to get that live. Let's see. I think YouTube might be the best way to go there. And we'll find out what they're doing. I mean, this is such a...
it's minute by minute.
Let's see. About the business. It's live now.
Are closing down yet for the most part. Daycare centers remain open, and considering that children can sometimes be asymptomatic carriers and go home to older individuals, are there any recommendations about daycare settings?
I'd prefer if one of our medical professionals discuss that, given that's a clinical recommendation.
That's a good question, John. In the original guidelines as they were presented, it was schools, not daycare. I think it's very important. We should probably, if we have not discussed that, go back and discuss that in some detail about whether or not that's equivalent to school. It's a good question.
A question about the sort of underlying public health strategy behind some of these guidelines. Telling people to avoid restaurants and bars is a different thing than saying that bars and restaurants should shut down over the next 15 days. So why was it seen as being imprudent or not necessary to take that additional step, offer that additional guidance?
Well, you want to answer that?
Well, I think we have to say the data that has been coming out, and I'm sure you're all up to date on how long the virus lives on hard surfaces. And that has been our concern over the last 2 weeks.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. I just wanted to read. There's an answer to this.
Oh, yes. Go ahead, Tony. He was my mentor, so I'm going to have to let him speak.
The small print here, it's really small print. In states with evidence of community transmission, bars, restaurants, food courts, gyms, and other indoor and outdoor venues where groups of people congregate should be closed.
So, Mr. President, are you telling governors in those states then to close all their restaurants?
Well,
and their
we
bars?
Haven't said that yet.
Why
we're
not?
Recommending, but we're recommending things. No, we haven't gone to that step yet. That could happen, but we haven't gone there yet. Please.
So on the election, you're saying it's a bad thing to postpone it, but if you got the 10-person maximum, guideline. In a practical sense, can you have rallies? Can you primaries surely gather more than 10 people?
Well, hopefully this will pass through, and hopefully that we'll have everybody will be going to restaurants and flying and being on cruise ships and all of these different things that we do. Very, very hopefully be in a fairly quick period of time. But we're taking a tough stance. We may make certain other decisions. We may enhance those decisions. We're going to find out. As per the question that you were asking, some of those decisions may be enhanced. How about one more?
On the cyber attack on HHS,
yeah.
Is there any reason to believe that they were trying to hack into the system and gather information from the system?
Please.
And also, is there any reason, so were they trying to hack to get information? And also, do you have any reason to think that it could have been Iran, Russia, Do you have any reason to believe it was a foreign actor?
So in the previous 24 hours, we saw a great deal of enhanced activity with relation to the HHS computer systems and website. Fortunately, we have extremely strong barriers. We had no penetration into our networks. We had no degradation of the functioning of our networks. We had no limitation of our capacity for people to telework. We've taken very strong defensive actions. The source of this enhanced activity remains under investigation, so I wouldn't want to speculate on the source of it, but there was no data breach or no degradation in terms of our ability to function and serve our important mission here. Thank you.
Mr. President, have you been tested yet? What are you looking for in another stimulus package, sir? Could you speak to that?
One thing Mike just said, it's very important to get out that this is for the next, what we're talking about, much of what we're talking about is for the next 15 days. Mike, go ahead.
Mr. Vice President, have you been tested?
I've not been tested yet. I'm in regular consultation with the White House physician, and he said I've not been exposed to anyone for any period of time that had the coronavirus, and that my wife and I have no symptoms. But we're checking our temperature regularly every day, and we'll continue to follow guidance, which I think may be a good place to land at the end of the day. And that is, as we expand testing rapidly around the country through the new public-private partnership that the president facilitated, we want the test to be available for people who have symptoms, who have symptoms and are in vulnerable populations, and our healthcare workers, to make sure that they can have the peace of mind that they're doing their jobs and they're properly protected. And so our best counsel, the counsel of the experts, is if you have a question, call your doctor, call your healthcare provider, ask whether or not you should be tested, and that's what my family's doing as well. Let me just emphasize one more point, if I can. The president asked the task force to continuously review the data and the information that we have, not only in this country, but from around the world, to give the best guidance to state leadership and local healthcare leadership and all of the American people about how to keep themselves, their family, and their community safe. This guidance for the next 15 days is what our experts say is the best opportunity we have to lower the infection rate over the entire course of the coronavirus. Just as the president did by suspending travel from China, just as he did with travel advisories and screening from Italy and South Korea, just as we've done with Europe and at midnight tonight with the UK and Ireland, we'll continue to take very decisive steps to lower the spread of the coronavirus. But we want every American to know, and we would ask all of you in the media to spread the word of the American people that this is advice on behalf of the President of the United States to every American, what you can do over the next 15 days to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. And we're calling on every American to do your part, because together we'll get through this and we'll find our way forward.
What was the upshot of that? Are you still going to be able to meet at Camp David?
I think it looks like it.
Are you confident in their responses, as you are with
Europe? I'm very confident in their in a position that some of them are in a rough position, if you look at a couple of them, and some are heading toward pretty rough territory. We had a very good conference. It was a teleconference. Everybody was on the phone, every leader. And almost 100% was devoted to the subject that we're talking about today. And they are working very hard. And, they're very concerned, obviously, but they're working very hard. But I would say just about all of it was, Steve, all of it was devoted to what we're talking about.
Hold that summit at Camp David?
I think so. I mean, so far it seems we haven't, we didn't even discuss that. Still a ways off, but it was a very good discussion. And they have, there's a great camaraderie. There's a great togetherness. I think I can say that very, very strongly. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, so that, and I'm glad they're doing these on a daily basis.
Right.
But I got to tell you, I wish they would shut the damn market down. If we're supposed to limit everything else, I really believe the market is driven by fear. How can you have a situation where the market makes that massive increase on Friday while he's talking and laying out guidelines. These and whatever they say today is probably going to be old news tomorrow. They're probably going to continue to advance the restrictions. They may close everything like they did in China for a week or two to just stop it. Stop it faster. And, you know, I hate to see any of this happening at all. But the most important players in all of this are going to be us. You know, we you know, the best we do to comply with sanitizing and all that, limit group contact, the faster this will go away. And then on the other end of it, the media will spend the next 3 months telling you why you did a horrible job. So that's what we can pretty much look forward to.
And a lot of this is emotional, being driven by emotions. Mm-hmm. You know, people panicking, people fearing. You know, the president, what he said on Friday, oh, they were happy about that. And now they're doing a news conference and saying, you know, groups of 10 or less. Mm-hmm. And they don't like that. And that, you know, so it's just however they feel at the time based on the information that they're being given. But, you know, we can't do that. We have to be more solid and more steady. And, you know, frankly, that I know that a lot of people are invested in their 401ks and everything else, but that is not our source. So, and we have to remember that.
Look, what goes down can go up. We've seen this
exactly.
Before.
Exactly.
We all went through, after 9/11, that was a different set of circumstances. But one of the things we did, I remember, you know, everybody was kind of paralyzed for a while. Nobody knew what to do, what to say. Everything was shut down for a bit. And we... Let's show some confidence. Let's buy something from a business that you don't want to lose because of this, and so much above and beyond that. We had a group at our radio station that bought stock after the market went down following 9/11. And they did pretty well, too, because they bought Krispy Kreme donuts. Comfort food does well at a time like this. So I'm trying to find out. We've been using the Johns Hopkins University of Medicine Coronavirus Resource Center for numbers, and they have been updating. So let me see what I can find on the number of cases. There's Mississippi, Florida. This map is very tiny, so trying to hit the right red ball is a bit of a challenge. This should be it. No, that's Georgia. This should be it. Alabama. All right, today we have gone from 22 to 28 cases. Zero deaths, zero recoveries in the sense that it's new to the state and it
right.
takes a while before there's a reaction. So all we can do is try and bring you everything we know as it comes out. Trump has made it clear that right as of now they're making recommendations. They're not making orders, and I think, you know, the extent to which the public can help comply. I mean, I even asked the boss, "What about us? What happened? I mean, if they tell everybody you got to stay home for 2 weeks, I would think we would be considered a pretty important."
Absolutely.
I just don't want to have to show my ID to National Guard people at the.
At the front door.
At the front door, yeah. So all of this is new territory for all of us. In the same sense, we are, we have to keep fear at bay. And in that order, I brought in the new National Enquirer.
Oh, there mailbox. You go.
And right here on the cover, it says, "Defiant Megan attacks Queen," says, "Drop dead." Well, that's not really funny at this time.
No.
Johnny versus Amber. There's all kinds of distractions here. what's the latest on Tom Hanks? We know that Rita Hanks released her playlist to get through the coronavirus. That's always exciting.
I like Rita Wilson.
You can have him.
I like Tom Hanks, too, but...
I can't.
I don't have to agree with his political views, but...
By the way, there's a thing going around that names Tom Hanks and Bill Gates and all these other people. And I'm just... I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to even put it out there because it strikes me as completely fake. But a number of you have sent that to me. My suggestion is ignore that. I don't think that's going to be happening. So what else have we got today? I want to thank Tip Tames. He helped one of our listeners get into a Rogue last week, and I got into mine last Wednesday morning and drove to Florida. That is such a great car for a road trip. There was traffic. Disney Corridor was not very congested at all, but there were cars out. Because they've closed Disney World. But as a road car, 10 hours and 15 minutes to go 660 miles. And it just went by in chunks, you know. It's a great road vehicle. If you're looking for an SUV, they not only have Rogues, signature pre-owned Rogues, reliable miles, but there's a Murano that's in the under 10,000 category right now at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. And maybe this will be the time for some people to catch up on things they've been wanting to do and haven't had the time to do it. But I'm sure Tip Tames would be happy to see you. Greg in the finance department has about 22 or 23 different programs. If you've had a credit issue or two that's made you at least believe, I can't buy anything now, that may be... Otherwise, you may learn otherwise, and that's a great way to rebuild your credit, is to get a loan on a car and make your payments in a timely fashion. Browse everything online at jackingram.com, and all the information you need is there if you want to call and inquire on a specific vehicle. And we hope that you will consider using all of the great businesses that have supported this radio station so we can keep this thing going. You know what, really, the one person in these last several days whose name keeps circulating through my brain is Bill Maher, because that son of a bitch on his show wished for exactly what's happening right now to hurt the Trump presidency. Now, you got your wish, a-hole. You got your wish. You've got millions of people whose lives have been turned inside out. The country in a at the very minimum a state of anxiety. The media, I blame a good chunk of the media for the panic, because they're so breathless and they're so this and so that, and incapable of passing along any story, especially this, that doesn't in some way take pot shots at the president. This is not the time to be doing that, but. In fact, I have something I can refer to from AmericanThinker.com that talks a little bit about how it worked with the swine flu, the one that Joe Biden called N1H1 and during the debate, mm-hmm. which is H1N1. Joe's, you want that in the White House running this situation? And the other thing, so Bill, you got what you wished for, and I hope it comes back to you in spades. Karma's a bitch. The other thing is, I'll tell you what, the more I yammer here, the longer I'm setting off the timing of the show here. We'll come back, and you're welcome to call up with whatever. We are going to be your comfort food through the corona crisis. Whatever, and anything interesting or any experiences you've had with good or bad behavior, we'd welcome those. I understand Roz is working at Costco. She had all those medical tests last week, so she missed out on that excitement. But now they're limiting the number of members in the store, and there are limits on certain things that you can buy.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
I was in Sam's on Saturday, and
I'm surprised you made it back here.
Listen, somebody nearly ran me over with a shopping cart, and I looked at another couple, and I said, oh, my gosh. They said, I know, right? It's like, I don't know where he was going with that cart.
Must have been very damn
important. He was a threat.
Must have been really, really important.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are at 3:26. We'll get our first look at the roads. Traffic, there's traffic, but it's obviously somewhat tempered by closings and so forth. But Skipper is here, and we'll check in with him in just a little bit. 3:26.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive. 715 Madison Avenue.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. 2 buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly 3 decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperdine Shopping Center on Vaughn Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
Lowe's is ready to help pros like you save every day on what you need to get the job done right. And no matter how big the job, we have the quantities you need in stock and ready to go when you are. Have trim work to do? Save up to 40% off every day when you purchase molding pro packs compared to single six. We carry a huge selection of finished, unfinished, and primed molding in the styles and sizes your customers need. Whatever you need to get the job done, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I need to plan ahead to keep my hiney clean. Especially if I'm in quarantine. I'm in the checkout lane. The same. Well, they better start to pray. I'm keeping TP with me. Singing toilets, paper rolls. You try to take mine, I'm gonna pound your baby. Toilets, paper rolls. I'll get you 'cause they're coming home with me.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. They are in the final stages of cleaning up an accident at Highway 14 and Coosa River Parkway right in front of the Marathon Station. Use caution and watch out for emergency vehicles there. Light to moderate traffic all over Montgomery. Heavy traffic, Troy Highway and the East-South Boulevard intersection and on the Eastern Boulevard Atlanta Highway to the Wetumpka Highway. Buckle up. Drive carefully. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
At 3:31, and this is a story that we found electrifying this morning as well. Dr. Oz, who's been all over TV discussing this corona thing, has suggested that perhaps the corona has already been around for some time, that it didn't just start a few weeks ago with patient zero on the West Coast. And I'm going to play the clip after our bottom of the hour break here. But I was talking to the boss. All of us here had something that got into our lungs. Some had low-grade fever, some a little warmer. It was bad for 2 or 3 days, but it didn't completely clear the system. For me, it was like 6 weeks. And I went, remember, I went to the doc in the box on a Saturday. Oh, you got bronchitis. Okay, so I took the medicine. A week later, I felt like crap. I went back and said, I think you might have misdiagnosed me. So they took a chest x-ray. They found pneumonia in my right lung. No fever. So they changed the course of medication. And those 2 weeks were really difficult. I came to work because they said I wasn't contagious. We're not allowed to come to work if we have a fever. But we've all been wondering now, since we went through it and the symptoms were so close, is it possible the reason that when they tested us for the flu, it came back negative? Because they were not testing for corona, they were testing for type A or one of the others. I have to believe that's at least a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a scientist. I am not an epidemiologist. I am a hawk show toast and not a very good one at that.
I think you're great.
Oh, well, thank you, Rosie. I'm glad you're on my side.
I am.
Did my phone ding while I was out?
No, not that I heard.
Anyhow, Canada has closed its borders. Okay. All right.
I mean, things are changing.
Yeah.
Minute by minute.
Here's big news that's just in.
There's a sale at Penny's.
All right. Dr. Armstrong will join us on the phone tomorrow. To talk about this and how it may or may not affect. But I really love MVA was right on top of it. They sent a note out saying your dogs can get symptoms from this. They're offering curbside pickup if you need to have your dog seen, but they're not shutting down. They're not stopping their services. Good for them. And by the way, over the weekend, Manch Dewini, my little hand chum, celebrated his 14th birthday.
Yeah, I saw the picture. So cute.
Yeah, it was a Facebook legend. And he would have never made it to 14 if it hadn't been for Kate Armstrong. I can tell you that without hesitation. Let me grab this on the fly. Hi, who's this?
This is Ken.
Hey, Ken, what's happening?
Hey, I wanted to compliment one of your favorite sponsors, Food Outlet.
Oh, sure.
Yay.
We went out there this weekend, and not because of a mad rush or anything. It was like, I needed Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
And we were out, and I needed pancake syrup because we want to make pancakes. And I'm like, oh, gosh, man, I don't want to deal with this, but let's just go grab those few things. There's plenty of toilet paper. You know, some things were a little low, but all the employees were just fantastic, more than usual. And I don't know if it's because they've been overwhelmed, but, man, I every time I saw one, I kept saying thank you, man. Appreciate the hard work because I know they're busting their tails, and I appreciated them. And I wanted to let everybody know, hey, go to Food Outlet, sponsor these local guys, and tell them thank you.
Yeah, Food Outlet has shortages in some areas, but they still have, like, fresh meat. We talked to them this morning. And, again, get what you need. You know, we're not having
a
tsunami.
I need a Dr. Pepper, man.
Well, look, I need Diet Coke. I picked up some. They have those farm stores where I get that eggnog every Christmas time down there. And there were no lines there, so I paid a little more for a gallon of milk and a bag of ice, but it was better than going through some of the store situations.
Yeah. But they were so, this was Millbrook. I can't spouse for the others, I'm sure they're all just as dedicated.
I can speak for Coliseum Boulevard. That's a great group over there, and we contacted them this morning to get an update on their supply situation.
All right, I just wanted to share that with you. I know you'd appreciate it.
I do.
We do.
Believe me, I do. Thank you so much, man. And James.
Hey.
Hey.
You said something, Dr. Oz, that coronavirus has been around?
That had, maybe it got here sooner than we realized, and it went undiagnosed.
Well, I looked at a can of disinfectant wipes the other day, and it said, kill human coronavirus.
Yeah, this is a new mutation of it. But, yeah, the word's been there for years. It wasn't like it just, came out of nowhere. So, yeah, we didn't make it a household word until it started showing up in this new form.
Yeah. Well, y'all take care.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It is, hang on here, I'm trying to grab this one while I'm looking for what I'm doing. This could be a very informal show. Do not expect professionalism for the next week or two. And this is?
Ken.
Oh, hey. The Legal Eagle.
What's up, guys? What a day, huh?
Yeah.
I drove through Atlanta at rush hour traffic this morning at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
With my foot on the gas at 75 miles an hour without hitting the brake through the entire downtown.
Wow.
It was surreal, to say the least. It's surreal right now in downtown here. It's half empty,
mm-hmm.
You know. So is Brant going to come on this afternoon?
Yes, I've received no indication of the contrary. So
I have three questions that I want you to put to him, and I'll listen in later about it.
Rosie's going to write them down. Go ahead.
All right. So, you know, obviously the big thing is they dropped the interest rates to between 0% and 0.25%.
Right.
All right. But there are two other things that they did that scare the crap out of me. They increased the RPO. He'll know what that is. The RPO to $500 billion. That's banks being able to borrow money temporarily overnight to balance out their balance sheets, basically so that if anybody came in and wanted to cash out everything, they'd be able to cover the debt. So they increased it. They started increasing it last August, you know, to like 125, then 175, then it was like 250 last week, and now they doubled it to 500 billion.
Okay.
RPO, 500 billion. I want to know what he thinks about that.
Right.
The other thing they did that should scare people, too, is the Fed eliminated the 10% cash reserve requirement for banks. Banks no longer have to have 10% cash reserve. You know, and I think he's probably going to say that this obviously is to increase the bank's liquidity so that they keep credit going and moving and keep money in the system moving.
Mm-hmm.
But these three moves are unprecedented. Unprecedented.
So is coronavirus.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And people who don't think that this coronavirus is not real, you know, you need to pull your head out of your fourth point of contact, as Sergeant Airborne used to tell me. You know, because it's going to have, whether you believe it's serious or not in terms of the actual health risk to you, it has just taken away 35% of our investments.
Yeah.
35%.
That's serious.
That's serious. And most people say we're not at the bottom yet. And you just had the president come on TV and say, you know, we're hoping this thing's done by July, but it could go into August or even later. You know, and there are a lot of small businesses out there, restaurants and, you know, bars, and we're a service industry. 75% of our country is service industry. We're not a manufacturing company, a country anymore.
Thank you.
All those service industries are going to be locked down for a bit of time, right?
Some are, yeah.
Yeah, some are. And look at like up in the Northeast, they've shut down all the restaurants and bars in New York, in New Jersey, in Connecticut, Seattle.
Pick up and takeout.
Yeah, you can get takeout, but waiters and waitresses don't have work anymore. You know, people who have to meet and do the same thing you and I have to do every day, have to pay their mortgage, pay their electricity and all that kind of stuff. So I don't want to hear anybody out there saying, you know, it's overblown. Yeah, it's true the media has fed the fire on this thing, but it is still a disease, and it is still affecting a lot of people, and it's going to affect a lot more people. And whether you get it or not, you're going to feel the effects of it. We all are.
Oh, no, this is touching everybody. Nobody gets away from this unscathed.
Yeah, I don't think I felt this way since 9/11, but I think this might actually be worse.
Well, its impacts on the country, it's already there in terms of economics and stuff. How fast we bounce back, this country bounces back from everything.
Yeah, I think we will bounce back. I think there are some bright... There are some bright areas on the cloud there, some, you know, and light at the end of the tunnel. One being that I hope this has taught our country the lesson about globalization being a double-edged sword.
Hey, we're living in what is fundamentally almost a socialist state right now.
Yeah.
They're depriving our freedoms right and left in the sake of health. But what's shocking is how fast they can take that away if the situation dictates it. Chad, I'm out of time, buddy.
All right, buddy. You guys take care. Bye.
Okay, it is 3:42. Let's talk to Nick.
Hey, Greg.
Hi, Nick.
Crazy times we're in, right?
Yeah.
I think you're on to something. I haven't had the flu since I was a teenager. I'm well beyond teenager. but I got sick the same time you did. And I'm also a cigarette smoker, so I sounded like you. It was terrible. And it lasted, like you said, for weeks. The one difference was I did test positive for the flu. I'm wondering if there's any correlation with a regular flu test. I guess not.
No. It's got to be a COVID-specific test.
So it wouldn't show up as a regular type A.
No.
I thought of that often, and I think you're on the subject.
Well, we'll find out. I'm going to play that. Gosh, this hour's gone by so fast I don't have time, but I am going to play some of that Dr. Oz clip because he specifically says, I think this has been around before we even knew it. And the three of us this morning, we all had the same thing, and it was very contagious because we all had it bad.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I got to run. Thank you for the call. Here's good breaking news. This is also electrifying.
Shortwave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Per orders of upper-level Blue Water Broadcasting Manglement, we are going to be able to continue our contesting, but we're going to mail you the prize.
Yay.
So it's that's health compliant.
Right.
So tomorrow morning, we'll have a lot of fun and games going on. In addition to anything new, anything you need to know, shut the damn market down. 3,000 points today. Enough already. I think we've got so much being driven. The behavior of people in stores, the behavior, and I really blame these amateurs, the day traders, who don't have the wisdom of a Brant McDonald, who are just scared crapless, pulling their money out, and watching this thing tank. So far, I think the president's done a pretty good job, and he needs to be out there every day. That's the one thing, and I think he will be. He has been, pretty much, until this peaks out. At 3:45, we just had Mr. Electric out to our house to do some work for us. As always, it was top-notch. It was done. Gosh, we had them out on a Wednesday for... to point out what we were interested in having done. They wrote up a worksheet. They gave us a per item price on everything, and we picked the most urgent off the list and had that done the next day. We had an 8 o'clock appointment, and that's when the doorbell rang. And that's when our technician, what's his name? Can you remember?
David.
Hurley?
Yes.
Wow, you got the first one, I got the second. What a team we make. He was fantastic. You just know when you talk to the guy, he knows what he's doing, which is so important when it comes to electricity. Perhaps this is a time to get something done that you just haven't had time or put off. So if you're around the house, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566, 245-1566. Get it taken care of. Make this an opportunity and not a problem. You can also learn more by visiting Mr. Electric at Montgomery.com. It's 3:46. We're a little behind schedule. No, we're a lot behind schedule. So
we'll catch up.
We'll catch up.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
We all have missions. Like mission late night tacos at the taco truck that only takes cash. But is so worth getting cash for. Whatever your mission, trust e-checking from Navy Federal Credit Union with ATM rebates, no monthly fees, and unlimited taco potential.
Another round?
The free account with perks for members. See if you can join today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. ATM fee rebates up to $10 per statement period. Insured by NCUA.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This year, forget about the heart-shaped diamond or gold bracelet. There's no need to drape her in opulence. If you want to watch her eyes light up like sapphires, give her toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Nothing says I love you like a package of ultra-soft Charmin toilet paper. Comfortable. Two-ply. Clean. 12 double rolls that are equal to 24 regular rolls. Set her mind at ease, knowing that if you need to spend a few weeks at home in quarantine, you can wipe this worry off her list. Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Make her feel like she's on the throne.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Secretary of State John Merrill has requested an emergency opinion from the Attorney General's office on postponing the March 31st runoff election because of coronavirus concerns. Of course, we will get you updated on this story when a decision is made. Montgomery has activated its Emergency Operations Center because of the spread of the coronavirus. There are now 22 confirmed cases in the state. One case is in Montgomery County, another in Elmore County. Baptist Health has opened a coronavirus care clinic. The number, 334-747-0150. And a reminder, all public schools will be closed from March 19th until April 3rd to help curb the spread of the virus. State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says the USDA has approved a grant that would allow Alabama to provide meals to students during the closure. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are closing out the last few official days of winter on a very warm note. Even the nights are mild with a low temperature tonight down to about 61. There could be a shower somewhere in the area this evening and tonight. Tomorrow and Thursday, look for highs in the low to middle 80s both days. Small risk of thunder showers both days. Thursday is the first official day of spring. Scattered thunderstorms on Friday. Friday's high up to about 83. The pollen count in the medium high range again tomorrow and then medium on Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Americans are self-isolating to fight the spread of coronavirus. We're confined to our homes with nothing to do. There are no sports to watch on television, and we've already binged everything on Netflix. Soon, there will be only one thing left to do to combat this surging epidemic of boredom. But beware, it will lead to another kind of healthcare crisis, one that will overwhelm hospitals and challenge healthcare workers. It is the Corona Baby Boom, arriving mid-December 2020.
I would have to think that's a possibility, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people stuck at home.
Mm-hmm.
I also would love some feedback from folks who are working from home, like many in South Florida are. You know, we criticize the internet often for the ways it's abused, but it's a lifesaver for many who can now work at home as this thing is ongoing. Doesn't work for every job, but it's at least keeping... my daughter is still working at the zoo, at the actual zoo. The zoo will be closed, but they have the option of working from home. But this is a place that has hand sanitizer by the tankful, so I don't think there's any risk.
Maxwell Gunner, there's a lot of people that are working from home now. They've pretty much shut the offices down.
The next hour, we'll try and get that Dr. Oz clip on. I got a note from my dear friend and trusted source, Stick Shift Danny. I'm with you. I think this novel corona's been around for months. That coughing crud went around everywhere, even to people who rarely get sick, which includes her. I've had residual cough since mid-January, me too, and I was remarking back in December how contagious it seemed. And a fever is not a sign you are not contagious. If you have any symptoms, you are contagious. You do not have fevers with colds, but they are still contagious. So the one thing we haven't figured out is how to cure a virus. But maybe, I keep seeing some stories that there's hope that a vaccine for this, they've already approved the use of it, I think in Washington State and a couple of other places. We'll talk to Brant McDonald after 5 o'clock and get the scoop from him. And at some point this afternoon, I'd like to share just a little bit about the trip to Florida because it was fantastic. I texted Janelle today and I said, thank God I came when I did because it worked out perfectly because who knows with possible travel restrictions. And so who knows? We don't know. I mean, tomorrow could bring a whole new set of paradigms for us to follow. But it was really, really awesome. And, you know, nobody was happier to hear the news that she's met a really great guy who treats her like a queen, just like her dad does.
Which she deserves.
Yes, and now that, with the benefit of hindsight, we know she married a man, a boy. Now she's been a man. And he is treating her like a princess, and nothing could make me happy. You have no idea how easy it was for me to just enjoy the time with her and come back, unlike the last several trips where there were a lot of things unknown or in the air. Nobody was happier about all of this news than Jacqueline Tomlinson, Dana Delk. God, I really don't want to see this happen. I touched on it briefly earlier in the hour. We are basically being mandated by circumstance into a Thanksgiving-like quarantine. We're going to be around our families a lot.
Yes.
I don't know that that's always going to work out for the best, but let's hope for the best. But I will be interested in hearing how some families are coping with this. Sudden, you know, everybody's in your face all day long. The way life kind of works, we all get a break from each other during the day when we work, whatever. We'll see how it is. For situations involving matters of divorce, there's nobody better when they're on the air. And thank you, Jake. Was Dana here Friday? Did she work any of the shows?
Yes.
Both of you.
They were wonderful.
Both, I heard, goddesses. Because I did listen to part of the Wednesday morning show on the way down. Then I lost the app on my phone, but it was great. They were just absolutely sensational. But when it comes to their field of expertise, they have ready answers, and that's what you want. And let me look that up, and I'll find you. Most importantly, above and beyond their wisdom is their advocacy. In other words, it's not just somebody who can navigate a divorce and come up with a deal that's equitable, that you can live with, but knowing they got your back, they're looking out for every single angle in your situation to look out for you as best as possible. That's important too, and that's what you get with Delk & Tomlinson. Read their testimonials at divorcefrominalabama.com. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about from those who have used them, and I know several people personally who have. And we're quite thrilled with the way their situations were handled. 819-4810 is the number for a consultation. Even if you don't have a divorce happening at this moment, consultations are always helpful so you know where you stand before you move forward. And again, the web address, divorcefrommenalabama.com, for Delk & Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janny King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs.